reaching for Riley's hand, she snatched it away. She has female face blindness.
Female face blindness? Riley repeated.
Griffin nodded.
She only recognizes men. It's a medical condition.
Riley blinked slowly, then shook her head.
I'm not dying here with you people.
So who should be first in line to attack this guy? Griffin asked. I never cared for Armand. I don't like his urinal cake placement.
Fine, he'll go first, the blonde decided. Then maybe that guy over there by the bagels. I don't like his shirt.
That's Rose. She didn't sign my birthday card this year. Maybe she should go first.
You people can't just decide who lives and who dies, Riley hissed.
This was what was wrong with the world. People like Griffin, who had overinflated senses of importance, wielding power over others. Nick was going to kill her. That is, if she survived her own murder.
2. 1 week earlier. 11:47 a.m., Wednesday, August 12th.
Abso-fucking-lutely not, snarled Nick Santiago, dimpled private investigator and barely reformed bad boy, as he fisted his hands in the cop's shirt and bared his teeth.
Life could go from blissful summer day to bonkers in a very short period of time, Riley realized as she clung to her boyfriend's back. Not 10 minutes ago, she, Riley, middle name unacknowledged Thorne, had officially moved in with him. But before they could christen the new king-sized bed, everything had, of course, gone straight to hell. She blamed her batty mother's tarot prediction for copious amounts of strife and turmoil. The universe waited all of 20 seconds before delivering said strife and turmoil in the form of a surprise visit from Riley's formidable grandmother, Eleonora Basil, president of the North American Psychics Guild, had proceeded to cast a pall of judgmental disdain that could be felt throughout the entire rundown mansion and large portions of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It had gone downhill from there. Now Nick was assaulting a cop. Not just any cop. His ex-partner and frenemy, Detective Kellen Weber.
Calm the hell down, Riley demanded through gritted teeth as she tried to pry Nick off the detective. Do you require my assistance?
The deep baritone came from the large, impossibly muscular black man in the doorway.
Stay out of this Empire State Building, Nick snarled.
I got it, Gabe, she promised her part-time spiritual guide and full-time friend. But thanks.
I am always available for punching Nick in the face, if necessary, Gabe promised.
After the briefest of hesitations, he gracefully dodged the melee in the kitchen and helped himself to a frozen Snickers, which he devoured in 2 bites before squaring his massive shoulders and disappearing again. Eleonora had that effect on people.
Don't make me arrest you, Santiago, Kellen rasped from his prone position on the kitchen table.
Nick growled in response. The pony-sized dog at their feet mistook the noise for a game and barked joyfully.
Not now, Bert, Riley told the dog as she landed a series of slaps to Nick's hands. Finally, he released the detective.
The last time she got involved with an investigation, she got shot, Nick snarled. The answer is no. She's not doing your job for you.
Detective Weber stood and straightened his tie. He was an attractive man, always dressed as if he was ready to take a disapproving in-law to the Olive Garden after church.
Assaulting an officer is against the law, Dick, he reminded Nick. I'm pretty sure a jury would make an exception for you, assface.
She slid off Nick's back. Can you two idiots keep it down? If my grandmother hears,
this is precisely why I am here.
The mint-green kitchen suddenly seemed very small and very cold, as Eleonora, terrifying matriarch and nationally known psychic medium, stepped into the room. Her sniff was full of derision. She was petite, with ramrod posture, and looked as if she wore a coat hanger under her layers of